advertised on Yakutami. Honduras is among the countries most affected by climate change and disasters triggered by natural events. Its high vulnerability to hurricanes, floods and landslides poses significant development challenges and undermines efforts to reduce poverty and promote shared prosperity. For example, in 1998, Hurricane Mitch affected 90% of the country and led to over 5,700 deaths, 8,000 missing, and nearly 500,000 displaced individuals. Economic damages amounted to 81% of GDP. Rapid and unplanned urbanization and progressive environmental degradation further aggravate disaster vulnerability. In light of this, the Honduran government has been taking important steps towards adopting a more proactive disaster risk management, DRM, approach. However, national authorities identified the need to increase their knowledge and capacity on how to incorporate risk reduction and prevention aspects into overall development, territorial, and environmental planning. Responding to the Honduran government's expression of interest in learning more about the mainstreaming of disaster risk considerations into planning processes, the World Bank organized an experience exchange with representatives from national and municipal authorities in Colombia, as it accumulated a wealth of know-how on integrating risk reduction measures and environmental concerns into development and land use planning over the past decades. Colombia has established itself as a role model in implementing a comprehensive DRM strategy, including technical assistance to municipalities. The knowledge exchange on incorporation of disaster risk management into territorial planning between Honduras and Colombia under the Honduras Disaster Risk Management Project was designed to provide ample opportunities for Honduran participants to learn from good practices and lessons learned at the national, regional, and local levels in Colombia. The knowledge exchange directly complemented the implementation of the project components to strengthen national level, municipal, and community level DRN capacities. The project became effective in March 2013 and is scheduled to close in April 2019. The central activity of the knowledge exchange was a study visit to Colombia in May 2014, including various site visits, complemented by preparatory sessions via video conference, and a final workshop in Honduras, to consolidate recommendations and next steps.